Hello, my friend. This is Clyde. Things change on a dime. You might probably have heard the expression, life can turn on a dime, and you might be able to guess what it means. Well, for those of us who don't know, it simply means that life can change suddenly. You know that, don't you? Think of how one simple motor vehicle accident can result in major changes in the lives of people involved, including the loss of lives. Imagine a fire raging through a house that just a few moments before looked to be in good condition and no indication that it was going to be destroyed by fire in a short while. An earthquake that caused untold damage to the country of Haiti in 2010 left over 250,000 people dead. This massive earthquake came in no time with very, very little warning. Things change on a dime, and the very nature of the change very often suggests that which caused the change was unexpected. Today, the Christian community celebrates Palm Sunday, and the central figure of this celebration is Jesus. Jesus had a vibrant ministry when he was here on earth that lasted a little over 3 years in the country of Palestine. He operated between Nazareth in the north, his hometown, and Jerusalem, the south, the historic capital city. He frequently went to Jerusalem for one of the major Jewish festivals, namely the festival of the Passover, and those trips would see him and other pilgrims from out of town being there for as much as 7 days each time. So what is Palm Sunday that we are celebrating today? That was the day that Jesus and his disciples went to Jerusalem in anticipation of the Passover later that week. But that day was not like other days when they traveled to Jerusalem. This story is one of few in the course of Jesus' ministry that is found in all four Gospels in the New Testament. As the story goes, as they got closer to Jerusalem, Jesus made a strange request of his disciples. We never heard who were selected, but Jesus sent two of them to a nearby village to get a donkey. Well, it was more than just that. Jesus said they would find a donkey tied and its colt nearby. They were told to untie the colt, an animal that has never been ridden on by any human, and they should bring the animal to him. They found the animal just as Jesus said. How did he know? Well, Jesus is the Son of God, and he knows everything. He knows of the prophetic message that was preached by Zechariah nearly 600 years before, which said of him, "Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, your king is coming to you. He is just and having salvation, lowly and riding on a donkey, a colt, the foal of a donkey." Zechariah 9 and verse 9. Well, things got exciting. The disciples draped the young donkey with their cloaks, and words spread like wildfire that Jesus was coming into the holy city riding on a donkey. My friend, something broke out that day. People came out in large numbers, and they threw their coats and palm branches on the ground as if it were giving Jesus a red carpet type of welcome into the city. And they shouted, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest!" Sounds like a coronation, doesn't it? Jesus was celebrated that day as the Messiah, the one who would deliver the nation of Israel from Roman government. Jesus was hailed as king because they believed that he would become their king. Jesus did not make a grand announcement, and certainly this event was not planned. What started off as a regular trip to Jerusalem, a trip that they had made several times before, this time it was different. Jesus was going to Jerusalem to celebrate the Passover feast, but he had a far more important matter to deal with on this occasion. On a few occasions, Jesus told his disciples that he would be going to Jerusalem where they will arrest him and put him to death. Things change on a dime. For the next several days, Jesus would spend time in the temple teaching the crowds that came out each day to hear him. But something was afoot, and it was about to be unfolded. On the Thursday night of that week, Jesus and his disciples, they met like everyone in the city to celebrate the feast of the Passover. After that meal and some other things, including Jesus introducing the Last Supper, Jesus and his disciples went down to the Garden of Gethsemane where he prayed. If it is possible, let this cup pass from me, but in the end, not my will, but your will, Father. Shortly after that, Jesus was arrested and they hauled him across the city to try him and sentence him to the death penalty. When the dawn of day emerged, Jesus was already brutally and viciously beaten. He had a crown made of thorns slammed on his head, and he was forced to carry his wooden cross until they forced a man from the crowd to help carry Jesus' cross from the city to the hillside outside of the city. Jesus, the one who just 6 days before rode into the capital city with the crowd cheering him on and hailing him as their king. Now the very people who sang Hosanna, Hosanna to the King on Sunday, by Friday they were shouting in Pilate's courtyard, "Crucify him, crucify him." How did they get from a celebration of the man named Jesus? By Friday they were shouting death sentence for Jesus. Things change on a dime. And on first reading, you would feel sorry for Jesus for what seems like the worst that could ever happen to him, all in 1 week, from celebration to the crucifixion, because he knew all along that he came to earth to save lost humans from the promised doomed outcome. They would not perish, Jesus said, but by his death on the cross, people would be able to gain eternal life. Things change on a dime. And Jesus was well prepared to fulfill his mission, died to set humans free from sin. On Sunday, Jesus was ready for Friday, what we call Good Friday, and he willingly went to Jerusalem so that he could change the narrative and give people the opportunity to be saved. You don't know what's going to happen next, good or bad. But let me ask you this. Today, are you ready to die? Are you certain that you will not perish in hell's fire, but that you will live in heaven forever? My friend, since you don't know what the near future holds for you, I would suggest that you invite Jesus into your life and be ready for any eventualities, because you would then have had eternal life. Because things can change on a dime, please do not put it off. Today might be your last day. Today, historically, is Celebration Day, but make the next day a day of celebration of a different sort, when you will be able to say, because Jesus lives, I can face tomorrow, regardless of what tomorrow brings. Remember, things change on a dime. Be ready for when things may change for you.